what time? What time is it now? Ahmed, go on.
It is 10:02.
They fled from conflict. Now they must learn how to tell the time. In a classroom close to the centre of Bradford, a dozen refugees from Syria are being put through elementary English.
Five past nine.
Good.
There's no mistaking the enthusiasm here, though you do also sense a certain embarrassment. Grown men and women having to go right back to basics. Two of the more advanced students, Bashar and Nadia, tried to explain how it feels to start life all over again. Bashar was a doctor in his hometown.
Back in Syria, I finished studying medicine and I did 3 years in pediatrics. But here, my 3 years will not be recognized and I need to start from zero. It's definitely not easy, and particularly for our situations. You are here and your people are there.
In Syria, yes, everything I have damaged and I lost everything, my home and my company and my children and my family. I go where I go. UK, beautiful. I see every smiling in all people.
You think British people are always smiling?
Smiling, yes. I like this because we very sad, but all people here, yes, smiling and laugh and joke. Yes, I love it.
It is a huge and complex task to help refugees acclimatise, to the smiling perhaps, but also to just about everything else in Britain, which is profoundly different. Most of these people have not only experienced Syria's civil war, they also spent time in very basic refugee camps in Jordan, Lebanon and Iraq. The Bradford charity Horton Housing has been contracted to sort out the new arrivals' educational and social needs, as well as housing itself. Horton Services Director Gudrun Carlisle explained the challenges.
Some of the refugees who have come over do have post-traumatic stress disorder, depression. We do work with an Arabic-speaking therapist. Individuals maybe have experienced a lot of violence, maybe have disabilities. It may take longer for them to assimilate into society and to move on with their lives.
Now also sitting here with me is Hisham Al-Mahaini, who himself came from Syria 3 years ago. And now, Hisham, you're working with the new arrivals, the new refugees, helping to support them with housing and other needs. What are the main challenges you find they face here?
Actually, they were really shocked. They didn't believe that they arrived to England. They're still like, are you going to take us back? They're afraid that any checkpoint of the police, they ask, okay, give me your ID, I need to check. And one of the families, the daughter wake up of nightmares screaming because they still remember whenever I see like an airplane in the sky, they say, okay, daddy, is this airplane going to bomb us or is it okay? Should we run away or what should we do?
It was 7 years ago that Bradford designated itself a city of sanctuary, a mark, the local council said, of its welcoming attitude towards those in need. Only 200 or so Syrian refugees have so far been accepted by Britain under the official United Nations resettlement scheme. And more than half of these were taken in by Bradford. Now the council's offered to house more Syrians if the government will let them in. Now, the cost under the current arrangement is met by central government for a year. But after that, it's down to the local authority to fork out for all that education, training and other support that refugees need. And there are some here who think that Bradford is already doing way more than its fair share.
My name's Brian Morris. I'm a district councillor representing UKIP. The refugee situation as it stands at the moment is dire. There will be more to come. Bradford has said the doors are open and they will take whatever is required, whatever is needed. Just send them here and we'll do that. But the problem we've got there is that the council hasn't got the resources to do what it needs to do anywhere within the district. We've got problems with the NHS. We've also got pressures on the education. So taking in refugees is helping nobody.
You do notice a certain gloom when you arrive at Bradford City Hall. Anxious people are queuing up for help with housing and other council services. There's a credit union operating out of reception for those with urgent financial needs. This is one of the poorer parts of Britain. But the City of Sanctuary approach has wide support among councillors. It's defended keenly by the Labour leader of the council and by the leader of the opposition Conservative group, Simon Cook.
We've got a tradition of welcoming people to the city that goes back a long time. You know, we have a part of our city centre which is called Little Germany, which is full of warehouses set up by German immigrants to the city, and they played a huge part in making it then one of the richest places in the world. So there's nothing to say that a future generation of refugees aren't going to make a similar contribution to both Bradford and to the country as a whole.
Can you understand those who say, look, this is not a rich city. Why should more than half the Syrian refugees be here and the city offering to take more?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is where we have to be conscious about the numbers. And I don't think 100, 200 is really, in a city of 500,000 people, really that big a deal.
Right, this is the property. It's a basement apartment.
Daniel Nakvi also doesn't think it's a big deal to help refugees. He signed up on a website run by the organisation Citizens UK to offer the basement flat in Bradford, which he just renovated. The flat was supposed to be for his family, but Daniel thinks giving it to some Syrians would be a better use.
I've been to Syria 3 times pre the Troubles as a tourist. I've first-hand seen Syrian people. They are very hospitable, and I thought, you know, if they are going to be let into this country, why not host a family?
If you do have a refugee family or families come to live here, because it's a big place, they could be here for a long time. I mean, are you ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready for that. I'm a strong believer of Islam, and one of the earliest refugees in Islam were our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He was persecuted and he became a refugee and lived in a different city far away from his house for over 12 years. Whenever there's a humanitarian crisis, us the British are one of the leaders in helping out, and there always has to be one person that takes the first step.